This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Today is Veterans Day for past and present military members. Thank you for your service. Former Georgia Representative Doug Collins on Fox News celebrates America's military personnel.
It's just a reminder that there's a brotherhood, a sisterhood, that we all work together.
Tropical Storm Nicole weakened to a tropical depression Thursday night as it crossed the Florida Panhandle on its way to Georgia this morning. The storm had sent coastal Florida homes crumbling into the Atlantic Ocean earlier Thursday and threatened a row of high-rise condominiums in places where Hurricane Ian washed away the beach and destroyed seawalls only weeks ago. The storm is blamed for at least two deaths. As the midterm elections are still incomplete days later, causing many to scratch their heads why, the GOP is seeing a case of counting your chickens before they're hatched.
Although it's still unknown which party will gain control of the House and Senate, the Republicans did not win as many seats as some had expected. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn tells Fox News she thinks Republicans should reach out to voters even more in the next election.
The bigger our tent, the better it is at reaching out to voters, the Gen Zs, the seniors, making certain that everyone is hearing our message of freedom, faith, family, freedom, hope, opportunity for all.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A dive boat captain pled not guilty Thursday in federal court for a second time to manslaughter in the fiery deaths of 34 people trapped below his deck of his burning vessel 3 years ago off the Southern California coast. Captain Jerry Boylan of the Conception had his original case thrown out. The new trial is scheduled for December 20th in Los Angeles. USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Ukraine's forces entered the southern city of Kherson on Friday, as Russian forces said they had completed a withdrawal from the regional capital. President Zelensky said in his nightly address late Thursday that Ukrainian forces had retaken 41 settlements as they advanced toward Kherson, the only regional capital that Russia had seized since February. A federal judge in Florida issued monetary sanctions against President Trump's attorneys as he scolded them for what he called their frivolous failed lawsuit against Hillary Clinton and other Democrats. U.S. District Court Judge Donald Middlebrooks ordered that they pay $50,000 in penalties to the court. More Space Shuttle Challenger debris has been found in the ocean off the Cape Canaveral coast in Florida. Ellie Andrews reports from Los Angeles.
Intact wreckage from the 1986 explosion of the Space Shuttle Challenger was recently found at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. This is according to NASA officials. The remains are a large 15 feet by 15 feet section composed of square thermal tiles, probably from the shuttle's belly. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Presidents Biden and Xi Jinping will meet in Bali on Monday for the 17th G20 summit. The White House says it will strengthen its ties between the United States and China. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I mean, clearly, as you can tell from the midterm elections, we made a little bit of movement. We expected more, but getting this country back on track is still the mission that we have been charged with, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just for us, but it's for the next generation that follows us. Happy Veterans Day, by the way. 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now. Bill Martinez with you. John Fleetwood is with us right now. He's the managing editor for American Faith. John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Happy Veterans Day, man. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. God bless all our veterans. And, you know, speaking of veterans, I saw this number this morning. I thought this was quite interesting. We're going to have like 80, at least 80, former military involved in our Congress for this next session. I mean, you know, we talk often about those of us who have served that there is never an expiration date for the vow that we took, the vow to defend and protect our country from all enemies, foreign and domestic. It is till the day we die, that vow is in play. And here we've got, you know, former military officers, military personnel, you know, coming to this Congress. I think that's a positive sign, regardless of the sentiment of where the country is right now, as divided as the media would want us to believe. You've got shocking differences, you know, from east to west coast, from, you know, California being what it is. And we'll just leave it there, versus the success of Governor DeSantis in Florida, for example. We've got people moving in droves, you know, coming into the state of Florida and, and people in droves moving out of the state of California. What does that tell you?
Yeah, people want out and they're flocking to places like Florida and Tennessee and Texas, and some are even going to Arizona. But I know some people who moved to Arizona who aren't super happy about what's going on out there right now with Blake, and they're thinking it should have gone one way, and they should have been counted faster. I think Tucker did a great job last night outlining the shenanigans going on out there right now. It looks like the places that have these long drawn out elections where, oh, we can't count the votes until next week. They're saying, well, next week we can't see. And then they'll flip the places where they draw these out, and then they flip. They go to Democrats, which is very strange. It's very suspicious. And I just tip my cap to Tucker how good a job he did on that. And I just wanted to say per Veterans Day, Bill, I remember last time we talked a year ago. I can't believe I've been talking to you on this for over a year now. It's crazy that you keep me on here. I don't know what you're
thinking. Are you still having fun, John? That's the main point. As long as you're having fun, yeah.
I always have fun, and I just wanted to say there was some good news, because last year on this day, we talked about the suicide rate among veterans was just awful. Mm-hmm. And according to Air Force Times.com, the Veterans Affairs Secretary, Dennis McDonough, said he expects to see some significant progress in efforts to reduce both homelessness and suicide rates among veterans. They noted that in September, researchers announced that the number of veteran suicides in America fell to fewer than 17 a day, which is still 17 too many, of course, but it's the lowest rate since 2016. So there's some progress that's being made there. And I just want to say, as I do every year, that a country is only great as its soldiers, and America is the greatest country in the world because we have the greatest soldiers in the world.
Amen. I agree. Well, and the thing is that, you know, the number, you know, at its height was anywhere between 25 and 30 a day in terms of suicide, former military personnel. And it's just heartbreaking in and of itself. But I got to tell you, the efforts have been doubled, triple, quadrupled, you know, in coming alongside, you know, our brothers of the military. And, you know, so thank God for all those organizations that are doing, you know, doing what they can, you know, doing everything they can to help these vets, you know, make this transition from, you know, military life to civilian life, to, you know, to make sure that they are, that there's hope. Because, as you know, John, you know, one of the gateways to suicide is a loss of hope.
Yeah.
And so, you know, guys who have gone through, I mean, there's been, you know, hundreds of thousands in the modern era of former military who've gone through the experience, and they're coming out and supporting, you know, their brothers in arms and saying, hey, look, you know, we understand, been there, done it. And here's the process. And so, you know, there's some great inroads going there. And for businesses realizing, of course, now here we're in a situation where we've got more jobs than people. And, you know, you've got to give people a sense of vision of what's going on. And when you've got 10 million jobs out there to be filled, well, look, we've got a lot of great people who've come out of the military that, you know, they understand mission. They understand teamwork. This is what they've lived under. This is what they're used to. And they just need some help to understand that what they did in the military translates in civilian life very effectively. And those companies that have hired, you know, military personnel, you know, people have come out, boy, you know, that's a gold chip for them. They look at it, hey man, I've got a golden asset here in a former military, you know, person coming to work for our company, because they're very effective. They understand leadership, they understand followership, you know, team building and all that, and you know, that really makes them a unique and powerful asset to these companies that that are hiring them.
That's the thing, though. We need veterans. We need you. If you're a veteran and you're hearing this, we need you. I mean, for the most, I think one of the most relevant issues is it's the younger generations, unfortunately Gen Z, who have been voting largely for Democrats. And I'm seeing some polling showing that they're kind of the reason we went to the Democrats did as well as they did. There should have been a red wave. It was more like a red trickle. The only wave there was in like Miami-Dade and in Florida with DeSantis, of course, who did a great job out there. Trump started his career, by the way. I got to put that in there. Mm. But it's these younger generations who, why do they vote that way? Why do they vote Democrat? Because,
well, they've been indoctrinated.
They've been indoctrinated, and they don't understand how the real world works. They don't understand you go to your job. You make money, and then you pay taxes. And once you realize you pay taxes, you see how much the government takes, you realize that these quote-unquote idealistic things that they were following actually weren't the better of the ideas that you can embrace. So our veterans could play an incredible role in teaching the younger generation how to go for the more common sense ideas out there.
Yeah, the challenge is going to be with these veterans is they got to realize they're not in boot camp with these kids. I mean, you know, because some of these are snowflakes. And,
some of them
and
boot camp.
Yeah, I know. But that's a whole other story, you know. But we can talk more about it on the other side of the break. We've got more from John Fleetwood after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, was recently shaken by a suicide bomber who injured over 20 people and killed at least four. The timing of this terrible attack coincides with the start of the Tide Race to Share the Gospel, a challenge that takes participants on a virtual 13-mile prayer circuit through the streets of Kabul. This terrible tragedy highlights the urgency of sharing the gospel, and we're grateful that race participants will be praying for these specific people at this precise location. We praise God for His divine guidance months ago, when even though we had no idea what would happen days before the race kickoff, He did. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Afghanistan whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
official salute to the military this Veterans Day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being with us. Right now we're talking with John Fleetwood, the managing editor for American Faith. I love that, John. Every year we do that. We play all the hymns of our military. They're so well represented. You can't help but have some, you know, sense of pride and gratefulness for all the brave men and women who have ensured our freedoms. And it's in our hands right now, as Benjamin Franklin said, if we can keep it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we want to venerate heroism and sacrifice. We lift those things up and are very thankful for it.
You know, you were talking before the break about the Gen Zers, and I've often said, I've said this for years to my kids, and they're going to hear me say it, oh my God, there's Daddy saying it again. Experience defines preference, and I believe what's happening with the Gen Zers is they've been indoctrinated, as we said, in these alleged institutions of higher education. I think that's almost become a misnomer, because when you indoctrinate people, as Jordan Peterson says, and I agree with him, you end up rendering them stupid, because you really haven't taught them how to critically think and reason, and they're sent out in life ill-equipped after this investment and this incredible investment in today's education by the standards that you have to pay for in college tuition, regardless if, Joe Biden is able to successfully win out over the courts that said, hey, that's kind of illegal, canceling, people's tuition. You know, that's something that Congress has to do. And last time we checked, that's not under the defined powers of the executive branch. But, you know, hey, be that as it may, the reality is that Gen Zers have got to go out and work. They got to figure this out in order to go be successful. Because, you know, that would be my first question, is that you do want to be successful, right? I mean, and however you define success, you do want to go out there and be productive. And that's because that's in our wiring. That's in our DNA, John. You know, when God said, be fruitful and multiply, that was the, that was the universal message to all of mankind, to go out there and, work, be productive, because that's going to lead to happiness.
Yeah, be fruitful and multiply, but the emphasis is on that be right. fruitful part. I want, especially as a Christian, I mean, I want everybody to succeed. I don't care where you're from. I don't care what race. I don't care what background. I don't care what your ideology is, even if I disagree with you. I want good things for you. And when we talk about Gen Z, we have to be very clear that we're not denigrating an entire generation or saying anything negative about you because of your age. I mean, for crying out loud, 1 Timothy 4:12 says, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, conduct, in love, faith, and purity. So it's actually, you know, Paul, the apostle in the Bible, says that it's actually the young people who are supposed to be setting an example for all the other generations. So when I talk about Gen Z, I feel bad that, for example, 42% of Gen Zers have a diagnosed mental health condition. New research from Harmony Healthcare IT, they're a data management firm that moves and stores patient, employee, and business records for healthcare organizations. They found 42%, almost half, Bill, of Generation Z, that's 18 to 24-year-olds, have a diagnosed mental health condition. The company also found that
what's going on there? I mean, that's astronomical. 40%. Wow.
Well, the top disorders are anxiety. That's 90% among Gen Zers who are diagnosed with a mental health condition. 90% have anxiety. 78% have depression. 27% have ADHD, and the list goes on. You know, PTSD, OCD, eating disorders, insomnia, bipolar, borderline, addiction. The eating disorder one is sad for me, because I was really overweight as a kid. I'm not anymore, you know, into healthy eating and exercise, but I was really overweight. So I know what it feels like. You know, Bill, I used to wear a sweater to school, even in Southern California when it was 90 degrees out, I'd still wear a sweater because I was just embarrassed. I didn't want anybody else to see my fat. That's my thought process back then. Mm-hmm. So it hurts me. I know what it feels like to feel those things. And this is a real thing among these younger generations, specifically Gen Z, that that are awful. Now, to connect it with the election, my question is, you know, you've got all these rates of mental disorders among young people, and these younger generations are embracing leftist, globalist, democratic. I hate talking in terms of left, right, Democrat, Republican, mm-hmm. because there are bad people like rhinos in the Republican Party. There are also dinos, Democrats in name only, the Democrat Party. But the Democrat Party is who these younger generations align with. So my question is, mm-hmm. look, if these younger generations are embracing these leftist, globalist ideologies, I wonder if there's a connection with these rates of mental health conditions. You can, in other words, is there some kind of causation? It could only be correlation, but is there some kind of connection between feeling really crummy in life and embracing Democrat, leftist, globalist ideologies? Mm-hmm. Bill, I feel different at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. If I wake up, for example, I don't make my bed, I don't take out the trash, I don't do a good job at the work that God's put in front of me or for American faith, I feel crummy at the end of the day. But if I wake up and I take responsibility, I make my bed, mm-hmm. I take out the trash, I do the thing with the dog, I'm cognizant of my family, and I put effort into my work and my family and my friends and all this stuff, then I feel better at the end of the day. Picking up sacrifice, which is a Republican, right-wing, conservative, pro-America message, I wonder if it's because these younger generations are putting into action leftist ideas that they feel so crummy about life.
John, it comes back to first principle. They've turned their back on God. This is a result of the, in a sense, and I know this is quite the indictment, it might be shocking for some people, but this generation, the Gen Zers, sadly, has become a godless generation. And the older generations, we're the ones that need to take responsibility, because we didn't train them up in the way they should grow, as way God had dictated to us, as God has given us. And so this is the fruit of ignoring a generation, left them on their own, and they're without God. John Fleetwood, thank you for being with us.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Today is Veterans Day for past and present military members. Thank you for your service. Former Georgia Representative Doug Collins on Fox News celebrates America's military personnel.
It's just a reminder that as a brotherhood, a sisterhood, that we all work together to protect this country. And that's our number one job, is to serve and protect this country and fight its wars.
Tropical Storm Nicole weakened to a tropical depression Thursday night as it crossed the Florida Panhandle on its way to Georgia this morning. The storm had said coastal Florida homes crumbling into the Atlantic Ocean earlier Thursday and threatened a row of high-rise condominiums in place where Hurricane Ian washed away the beach and destroyed seawalls only weeks ago. The storm is blamed for two deaths. Presidents Biden and Xi Jinping will meet in Bali on Monday for the 17th G20 summit. The White House says it will strengthen ties between the two countries. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you need to check us out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, ready or not, here it comes, the biggest shopping event of the year. And in order to truly take advantage, you should have a good understanding of exactly what you're looking for and how to get it. And the person to lead us in the right direction, as she always does, is the tech expert, Andrea Smith, to share everything you need to know ahead of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, from the living room to the office, even the kitchen. She's going to talk about the season's must-have items to elevate your home tech, all while getting the best deals ever. Andrea, always good to be talking to you. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. It's so good to be talking to you again.
I am so excited to be talking about this, and I love the idea, you know, of preparing our audience to take full advantage of these exciting days, Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Yeah, I mean, it's coming up, you know, and you know that I always say you want to be prepared. You want to figure out what you want and be prepared and know what you want so you get what you want and you don't buy all the stuff that you don't need.
Exactly. Yeah, that's part of the problem, Sonny. We get ourselves in trouble. And I'm sure every consumer has asked that question, like, what was I thinking and who was I really buying that for?
Yep. Just because it's a good deal doesn't mean you need it.
Okay. Well, so what kind of shopping deals are you eyeing this year?
So TVs. It's a great time of year. You're going to see some wonderful Black Friday deals on TVs, like the 55-inch LG OLED B2 series TV. Now, LG's OLED TVs have stunning picture quality, and that's because the self-lit pixels deliver over a billion colors. So you're getting a picture with more depth, richer colors, crisp contrast. Console gamers are going to love it for all the features that optimize their gaming experience, like higher refresh rate. And this LG OLED TV is at its lowest price ever at $999 for a limited time. Mm-hmm. That is $600 off. It is a great price for a 4K LG OLED TV. Then it's also a good time to help loved ones save money on home phone use. You know, a lot of people do still use home phones to connect with family and for safety. They like knowing 911 operators can see their address in an emergency. Ooma has a home phone service that is free. You pay only the taxes and the fees, and then they have a premier service that's $9.99 a month that offers robocall blocking, call forwarding, voicemail forwarding. And they also have something called the block list feature. So you can set the phone to only accept calls from a list of pre-approved contacts. I love this for protecting aging parents from phone scammers. So check out all of Ooma's devices at Amazon and Best Buy over Black Friday.
Well, can we go back and talk a little bit more about the TV? Because this is a smart TV. And I think that people sometimes underappreciate what a smart TV does and how they can save. And they may not even realize, because it is a smart TV, you can not be so reliant on traditional cable connections.
Well, you can certainly use it for more streaming. You certainly, you know, a lot of those, there are channels that you can use for free programming. But then, of course, you're also going to get your Netflix and your Prime and your HBO and all the subscription-based services. But, yeah, you don't need your cable TV. It's all on-demand streaming whenever you want it. And for the most part, most of those channels are built in. And it does make it very easy.
It really does. I know we went through it because we were challenged with the service that was built into the place that we're living in presently. And this is one that we haven't had real great experience with. And it was so frustrating, Andrew, trying to get connected traditionally, you know, through their cable system. And so we finally realized, oh, we got a smart TV. Let's go ahead and stream. And we saved a bunch of money. And, and we got all the choices that we need. So that's very positive. So I just share that with the audience as well, is that, at a time when we're looking to, you know, stretch that dollar because of inflation and the economy costs that have been hitting us at every angle, we've got to leverage and be smarter about our investments, especially through the holiday, right?
Absolutely, especially when you're making an investment in home electronics. You know, you want it to last a few years and be cost effective.
Exactly. What about some items that you have up your sleeve for guest entertainment during this holiday season?
Okay, Bill, this is the most fun thing. It is the Bartesian Duet. It is a cocktail maker that uses your own favorite spirit mixed with the Bartesian drink mix capsules to make cocktails on demand. So if you have company coming over and one person wants a mistletoe margarita and one person wants a Cosmo, you just put the drink capsules in, press the button, and boom, you've got your drink. The Duet has a two-glass bottle design, so you can, you know, keep them filled with two different spirits. It's smaller than the original Bartesian, and the price is lower, too. It's $299. I think it's a great idea, a great gift, but if you head to Walmart, where they're having Black Friday deals all month, you can get this for $199, which makes it an even better gift idea.
Boy, you talk about adding spirits to your holiday. I mean, and at a savings, too. This is awesome, the Bartesian Duet. That's kind of like a, like our coffee makers today, right? Having those little bullets that we throw in there and have it our own way, right?
It's
here now we're talking.
Coffee machine, but for cocktails. And also, you know what's really cool? You can make mocktails. You don't have to put alcohol in it.
Have
a party and make the kids a drink and, you know, enjoy.
Well, that's awesome. Well, that'll give the kids something else technologically to distract them and for them to have some fun. Why not? Thank you very much, Santa Claus. What else can we talk about for tech lovers out there?
So lastly, I just want to say it's a great time to look at things that you wouldn't normally buy during the year, you know, like a laptop. Especially in this hybrid work environment, the Lenovo Slim 9i is the perfect combination of productivity, performance, portability, whether you're at the home or office or going back and forth. It takes you from work to play with premium entertainment features so you can connect and create and collaborate at work and then bring it home. It's got a 4K OLED display. It's carbon neutral certified. Just a really great laptop for someone who could use an upgrade. You can check out Lenovo.com for some Black Friday deals on laptops and accessories.
Yeah, I love how the technology continues to advance. Are you surprised, Andrea? I mean, I know you get loaded. You and I talked about this. When I say get loaded, I'm not talking Bartesian Duet effect. I mean, you get inundated. Okay, that too. All right, but you get inundated with all these ideas and samples, and you're like a walking beta tester for all this stuff as well, and. So I got to imagine, every day's Christmas at your house.
Well, sometimes, but, you know, sometimes things, I think you and I have talked about this, sometimes things are revolutionary, right? And sometimes things are just evolutionary. Just a tiny bit different, like, you know, from one year's model to the next, it's a little bit different. But then sometimes a company will make a product that is so different from one year to the next that it's really worth upgrading. And that's the part that really excites me, when I get to figure that out and say, yes, this is something you should spend your money on. No, this you can wait.
Exactly. Well, it's the season, as they say, or 'tis the season. And I love the idea that, Black Friday is being extended, by some of these, these companies that are making these great deals available so that you don't have to stay up all night and go rushing in through the doors one day only. It's like we've got many Black Fridays here for us, right?
Yeah, I mean, I call it Black Friday weekend. I'm done
yes.
with, distinguishing, because Cyber Monday, well, people are shopping online anyway now. That was 10 years ago. So I feel like it's Black Friday weekend. But then, as you say, there's stores like Walmart who are running Black Friday deals all month. So, you can just shop and find what you want, make sure, it's on its Black Friday sale, and go get it.
Exactly. Andrea Smith, award-winning news and technology journalist, has spent over two decades as a technology producer at ABC News. Andrea, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you. Thank you so much. Where can people go for more information?
Oh, thank you, Bill. They can head over to d6news.com/Black Friday. And happy shopping.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, incorporated under CP308462V1. The average out-of-pocket prescription cost for insured patients has risen in the U.S. in recent years, despite overall drug prices remaining stable or even declining. One reason patient out-of-pocket spending has grown is a change in how health insurance is designed and how pharmacy benefits are managed. When a patient reaches their maximum amount for medication coverage on their insurance plan, they may hit a coverage gap, causing out-of-pocket prescription costs to suddenly increase. Patients on blood thinner medication shouldn't have to worry about missing doses because of an insurance coverage gap. There is a potential option available to help keep their blood thinner treatment plan on track. Dr. Daniel Slott is a senior vice president at the American Pharmacists Association.
Insurance plans can be complex and confusing, but patients shouldn't have to compromise their health because they can't afford their medications. Your pharmacist can help you find programs designed to help you afford your medications.
To learn more about coverage gaps, visit feelingwhen.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Say, quit looking for revival. Let's start with repentance. And hey, look, it starts one at a time. And go and be the revival. Go be a repentant one, you know, to get yourself back on track. I mean, you know, we talk about the country, but really it starts with one soul at a time. And this is what God is looking for. He's just looking for us to turn back to Him. And as we were talking about earlier with Nicole Hunt, it'd be interesting to, you know, really take a look. And this came out in our conversation with John Fleetwood as well with American Faith. And that is that, you know, the Gen Zers have notably turned their back on God. They're not participating in church. They don't believe in God. They've been indoctrinated, this idea that they can live life without God. There's no God. God doesn't care. It doesn't matter. He's not participating in their lives. You know, this has just been a disaster for them. And, of course, we're starting to see the evidence of that right now in terms of teen suicide, all the other, you know, things that are happening that are not very positive for this generation. And I'll tell you, it's sad. That it's beyond sad because you know, what's the solution? And we've been saying this. We must return to first principles. And first principles, paramount, number one, is we need to choose God. Without God, you get all the manifestation of evil. Death is on the rise. I mean, look what's happened. I mean, in some states now, a baby can be born post-abortive and survives, and the state says, no, we're just going to let it die. It's like all of a sudden it was born with a DNR, do not resuscitate. Well, in this case, it's not even down. It's still alive, but you can't, and it's functioning. Everything about that baby is functioning, and the states have decided, some states have decided that that's not enough, that it is all based on the intention of the parent. The parent who went in and said, okay, mother, obviously, I want my child, I want to abort this child. I want to abort the baby. Well, then those wishes are, are followed up on, you know, to its conclusion, regardless of it being a successful abortion or not, or in cases where babies are being born. And you got to keep in mind that the reason that this is coming up in conversation, because this is happening, is probably happening more frequently than you realize. You think, okay, well, just, you know, the child is aborted. I mean, when you understand what's going on there, it's pretty horrific. Well, I'll tell you, we're going to set that aside for a moment, only that the relevance of what is going on right now amongst young women is there is an increase in miscarriages. And with that, it can be very depressing and problematic and bring a dire challenge, I would say, to any couple and a marriage. Erin Smalley is with us. She's a program manager of Marriage Ministries with Focus on the Family. Erin, good to have you back with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm glad that you're talking about this topic, and that is, you know, and we have an increase in miscarriages. Now, I don't want to get into the medical aspect with you. I didn't bring you on to talk about COVID, but what's happening is that, you know, some strange things are occurring. And, you know, for me, in my study of what happened, you know, during the 50s with, you know, with another drug that was introduced to help women manage nausea, and was thalidomide. And, you know, after being in use for a while, they realized that it was doing more damage than good. There was miscarriages that were taking place, deformed babies, and the like. And so that was not a positive indication, as far as in my humble opinion, of drugs being introduced to a pregnant mother. And it did exacerbate miscarriages. But the point is that aside, you have, you know, the fact that miscarried couples who experience a miscarriage, 22% are most likely to get divorced. I mean, this is how traumatic a miscarriage can have on a family, right?
Absolutely. It has a massive impact both on the wife and the husband and the marriage. I was just looking at statistics. And it looks like 15 to 20% of all pregnancies will end in divorce. And that's 1 million, well, not divorce, in miscarriage. And that's 1 million miscarriages per year. And then it has that impact, like you said, 22% of those couples are likely to get divorced. And so it has a really difficult impact on marriage. And it, you know, it can create silence in the couple, within the couple, grief, anger, confusion. And so I think it's super important that we talk about it.
Exactly. Because what happens, our imagination starts running wild. If we're not communicating and we're not free to communicate, you know, this is a time that you really have to be especially vulnerable. And also be encouraged to, you know, share those feelings. I mean, you know, even to the point that some couples just in the ability, or, you know, there's always a communication challenge here. But this is an opportunity to develop those communication channels. And they happen more dramatically in the valleys of life than in the peaks of life, don't they?
Absolutely. There's such an opportunity. And I know that anyone who's been through miscarriage does not see it as an opportunity, but there's an opportunity for that marriage to grow closer as they walk with each other through the pain and the loss and the difficulty and the trauma of miscarriage. You know, you think about in scripture, the shortest verse, Jesus wept. Why was he weeping? Because his friend Lazarus died and he was showing compassion. And, you know, I'd like to believe that Jesus knew that he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead. But, you know, we'll have to ask him someday. But what he did is he took time to be compassionate and to weep with the family. And so I just think it's important that as friends walking alongside couples, as well as the couple themselves, that they're showing compassion both for themselves as well as each other. And, you know, really leaning into being a great listener and trying to understand what it's like for their spouse as they're walking through this, because often men and women are going to grieve differently and at different rates. And that's okay. Everybody grieves differently, and grief comes and goes in waves, and it's not super systematic. And so it's just being there with your spouse for the journey.
Well, when you have a loss like this, it's a loss felt throughout the family. How should mom and dad, I'm not talking about the, you know, I'm talking about the parents of the couple, you know, how do they support their children during a loss like a miscarriage? What do you recommend?
Yeah, because it does impact kids too. And many children aren't going to understand necessarily what's happened, but they know there was a baby in mommy's tummy. And so it's important to talk to them about the loss. Allow them to grieve as well. And that might look at, like, you know, having them draw pictures of what they're feeling, or, you know, doing a memorial as far as like releasing balloons or doing something to indicate that this life was here and now it's gone. Yeah. And oftentimes kids will, you know, watch this go on and they'll internalize it in a way that we don't necessarily understand, because often we want to run it through our adult mind, and they're kids. So just making sure that you're including them in their grief, encouraging them to express the emotion.
And what about the grandparents?
Yeah, grandparents too. And the thing that's hard is sometimes a couple hasn't even shared that they're pregnant yet and they miscarry.
Right.
And so it's important to bring those that you love into the picture so they can grieve as well as they can support you in your grief.
Erin, you know, getting back to the couple themselves and this this journey, in your counseling, how is there a set? And I know there's not necessarily a set period of time, but there is some time involved here to process a miscarriage. And it is a time of needed, like you say, compassion and love and tenderness, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, just leaning in, because there's a direct link between the way the partners, husband and wife, connect after a miscarriage and the resulting closeness they will share in their marriage. So, again, it's an opportunity to lean in, to really listen, to understand how your spouse is feeling, to validate. You don't have to agree with how they feel or where they're at in their process, but you can absolutely validate and let them know, gosh, I care so much where you're at. That matters to me. It makes sense that that's where you're at. But then stepping into their shoes, and what would this be like as far as if I were in their shoes, if I was the mom who lost this baby, or, you know, for the husband or for the wife, what is it like to be a husband who is losing a child?
Yes,
so
exactly.
It has a huge impact, but such an opportunity.
So of the 22% that are likely to get divorced, what is the issue that's screaming out the loudest to you?
Well, it's often the lack of communicating about where they're at. They grieve individually, and then they don't cross over in the grief. And again, they're going to grieve differently, and that's okay. But it's coming together, you know, go in and see a licensed Christian counselor and talk about where you each are at, or sit with a marriage mentor or a pastor. And couples can even call Focus on the Family, 1-800-A-FAMILY, F-A-M-I-L-Y, because we have counselors that are screened throughout the country.
Exactly.
You can find a counselor in your area to walk with you through this.
Got to leave it there. Aaron Smalley, thank you for being with us.
You're like most Americans. You can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies